Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics. Hottest music. And the hottest ladies. You're listening to The Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected. With your host, Nick Holmes.
Tahira
and Karishma on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Welcome to the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton, and we have guest hosts today. Miss Jennifer Laws is guest hosting with me. So welcome to the Girlfriend Network. We do have a special guest on board, Cassandra Lucas. So I look forward to the show. This is a great show so far. And let's get into it. Okay. Jen, are you there, Jennifer?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Happy New Year. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. You're no stranger here. So excited to have you guest. But let our reintroduce yourself to the audience. They know you well, but just reintroduce yourself.
I'm Jen Hoss. I am the CEO of Top My Divas, LLC. You can find us on social media, on Facebook and Instagram under Top My Divas, LLC. Also, check out our new website. We have some great things going on. I'm so excited to be back on the air and co-guest hosting with you ladies. I'm so excited. So, hey.
Yes, definitely. And you have a casting coming up, right?
Well, actually, we already had the casting. It was
okay.
2 weeks ago, we had the casting, and we have 10 new ladies that have decided to go after their dreams and, you know, do the trainer program, and we're excited and looking forward to that. We have some awesome events coming up, but the one major event is October 7th, and that will be our next fashion show, which is going to be awesome.
Yes.
So hopefully
I went to the last one, and it was just phenomenal. Love, love, love the show. I can't, and I rave. Everyone knows that I talk to. It was just a phenomenal show. And shout out to Angela. She's awesome. She's your other half, and it's just this amazing unit. I don't care what I hear. You guys are the best that I've seen in a long time.
So, thank you so much.
Really, and I say that with all honesty in a long, long time. Everybody can't do fashion the way Top Line Divas does it. So, no shade. It's just the way it is. So it's so good to have you on, and we have a great guest this evening. Actually, I love this group, Changing Faces. Cassandra Lucas is going to go. She's actually going solo. She was a part of the R&B, you remember Changing Faces duo.
Yes,
so we get a chance to speak. Yeah, I love them. So I'm really excited about her solo songs. We have songs from her. And I'm just really excited what she has to bring. I love the girls, both of them. And I'm just really looking forward to hear, you know, something, you know, from her. I like what I've heard so far. I really, really like it. She is, you know, brings a new spin on it, but I really miss the girls because they did bring a certain element to music.
Yes, yes, that quality, that old classic R&B where people could just sing really well, had great voices. Yes.
Yes. All right, so let's get into our first song. Bruno Mars and Cardi B, Finesse. I'm super excited, and congratulations to Bruno Mars and Cardi B, really, for the Grammy. So let's get into our first song, Finesse, right here on the Girlfriend Network.
Finesse.
I be popping rubber bands. Bruno Sang, tell me while I do my money dance. Like, hey. Stretching on the ground like, hey. Is it Lil Jon? Okay. 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 Oh, yeah, we dripping the finesse and getting paid.
Ow. Ooh, don't we look good together? There's a reason why they watch all night long.
Down on sight, that's right.
Hey, I hit jumping.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Charlie Wilson, and you're listening to
The Love Zone USA, where you can listen to your heart, and we live and learn.
Hi, I'm Russell Tompkins of the New Stylist. And when you've had a hard day's work and want to feel brand new, just listen to your heart, and it will lead you to where you're sure to hear our music, and you'll end up saying, "You make me feel brand new," on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton, and I have Jennifer Laws here as a guest host. And that was Cassandra Lucas, name on it. So I do miss them. That was like really, really good. Jen, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love that song.
Yes, name on it. So, Jen, we didn't discuss the Grammys, but who were you most excited about for last night? I think it was amazing. I know, like, I love Bruno Mars. I actually saw him in concert, and I was so happy for him.
Concert?
Yeah, it was awesome. That was really, really good. Shout out to my sister. She got me the best. Like, we were, like, right on the stage, literally. If he turned around, he would have been in my lap. It was such a good show. It was a really good show.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So, and he's a good performer altogether. Like, the Grammys were great. He's an amazing. I just didn't know that he can perform like that until I saw him, like, dance. And his crew, they all could dance. And it was just like everybody was. It was just an amazing show. So for the Grammys, who are you rooting for, and who are you most excited about?
Definitely Bruno Mars. I love everything about him, you know, because song that he does, he's going to make you get up and dance. You cannot sit in your seat if he is performing. And that's just, I would love to see him in concert. Like, I wouldn't even have a voice if I went to see him.
Yeah. Like, I literally, it was just, and then we left a little early because I wanted to, like, stay. So I was just like, man, somebody's going to be sitting in these seats. So it was, like, a really, really good present. But Jen, you and me are going the next time he comes around. Because I could definitely recommend that. He's a good performer. Really, really good. It was just an amazing show, just a really amazing show. So I really want to shout out to Kenny Lattermore. He actually stopped by last Monday. We had a great conversation, so thank you again. Yeah, it was amazing. Kenny was amazing last week. Really, really amazing show last week. So just shout out to him and everything that he's doing right now. So who else were you rooting for the Grammys?
Well, I mean, I just like all, I like the performances, period. I like all live performances. You already know that. You know, it's like no cut with a live performance. You get what you get. But, I mean, I just think overall everybody did a really good job. I loved everything.
You know who I was most impressed with? Miley Cyrus. Her performance was her gown was gorgeous. And, you know, no pun in saying, but she cleans up very, very beautifully. I love her look.
Yeah.
I love her look. It just makes me think how she, as a singer and an artist, she is so amazing. And, you know, she has edgier looks, but she looks really, really pretty. And I was just like, this is so beautiful. And the song was so beautiful. She was singing with Elton John. And you guys can call in 347-539-5729. Get in the conversation with Jen and I and let us know what you think about. If you want to talk about last week's show with Kenny Lattermore or the Grammys, give us a call and let us know your opinion. I thought she looked beautiful and she sung beautifully. It was just an amazing Grammy moment for me.
She did. She looked absolutely amazing. And what I really like about her is you can see how she's grown from, you know, from when she first came and she was younger, and now she's maturing. So she's growing along with her talent, which is great. Like, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I think at different points as an artist in your life, you have that level of artistry where you just mature and you go through different phases. I guess just being a singer myself, you just go through these different phases in your art that, you know, people really don't get you at one point, and then you're trying to find yourself again and then redefine yourself. So she's one of those people that could just, you know, flourish and go through her stuff and still bounce back no matter what. And I guess that's what an artist is, being able to bounce back in all your transitions. So I was really impressed with that. I love Beyonce's dress. It was amazing. Also, Lady Gaga's dress, too, was amazing.
She's another one who has, like, grown with her craft, and you know what I mean? The type of music that she produces now, it's just it's so nice to see what people grow. And she's definitely come a long way. You know, she looked beautiful too. Yes.
Yeah. Who else? Pink. I mean, at times, like with Pink's performance, I just love her as an artist, and she always, she's that one that I really wait for to perform at the Grammys, because it's such a, you know, performance for me. And I guess we talked about this last week too, how she's just an amazing performer as well. So that was like exciting, but I love, so what fashion caught your eye last night? I know.
you know who I thought had some, it was like, it was different, but it was, I still don't know how to feel about it. Cardi B's dress, like, I still don't know how to feel about that yet.
I like her dress. No?
I mean, I think she's really cute anyway. And, you know, she could basically kind of wear anything that she wants to wear. you know, but.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I thought that was cute. I thought, I really liked the outfit. I really, really liked her outfit. So
I thought it
was pretty. Like, I thought it was very different. I thought she wanted to make a statement.
Yeah.
And I really, really liked her outfit. So, and it was very, very, you know, in living color. It was really, really pretty. That's what Ian is saying. So I want to welcome Cassandra Lokas to the show. Cassandra, are you there?
Yes, I am. I hear you, ladies. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm Sahira Sutton, and we also have Jennifer Laws online, our guest host. So I just wanted to welcome you.
Hello.
I want to welcome you to the Girlfriend Network. So we were just talking about the Grammys, something that I'm sure that you know a lot about. And I just, you know, we really miss changing faces, but I'm just so in love with your music. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a host here, but I just think I'm in love with music altogether. And the true definition of like R&B and music, we crave for that. And I feel like you're giving it to us again. You gave it to us before with changing faces, but I really, really feel like it's back. So thank you for filling, not a void, but something that was missing. So, Cassandra, how do you feel about the new stuff that you're really putting out here now and your solo? So, how was that transition for you?
Oh, well, first let me just stop you there and just say thank you so much for, you know, what you just said, because I'm really trying, you know, to bring back that good old feeling, you know? I mean, like you, I felt that void, you know, while sitting back on the sidelines, you know, I was, when you go get into your car, just little things, you know, you turn on the radio and you're like, what am I missing? And I felt like we shouldn't have to go back to find it. Like, you shouldn't have to go and hear old Changing Faces, or you shouldn't have to go and, you know, have to play old stuff. It should be, you know, at your discretion. If you want to hear something old, you should, but it should be something current and new that you can listen to as well that gives you that mm-hmm. same, that evokes that same feeling. Does that make sense? And I just felt
it's
like, wow, I think yeah. too many, even, it doesn't even have to be people that were out from before to come out. If they don't, if they're done with singing, that's fine. But we just need to open up the lane for people who do what I do, or you know what I'm saying, what we that need
yeah.
for those people to be able to express themselves, because there are a lot of people out here waiting to hear it, you know. And
absolutely.
I think that's what drove me back into the studio, because you know music is always your life. It's just a part of me.
Yeah, you can't,
but
you
it's
can't get rid of
you
it.
Just have to, you can't get it. No, it's not going anywhere,
so
you know, even if you
knocking,
want it.
It'll be knocking, like, hey, Cassie.
Right,
like,
it'll be knocking.
Here. I'm not going
but
anywhere.
Right now, it was knocking really hard. And it was like,
yeah.
okay, get your
well,
tail in there.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.
And, you know, get to work. So I you know, I started putting the pencil to the pad, and I'm just telling you, it was just God sent, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I swear to you, like, before I knew it, like, an album was done. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, I guess, all the thoughts,
oh, wow.
so everything I had inside, you know, just poured out. And I'm just, like, just blessed to be able to still do it and to hopefully have an audience out there who's waiting
oh, yeah,
and willing to
yeah,
listen, you know, because I feel
yeah.
like... I feel like I have something to say, and I just feel like there's a lane for all of us, and we're just concentrating, like, on one lane, and it's a big highway with open lanes, and we should all be
mm-hmm.
able to do it. Yeah.
To drive. I mean, I agree with you. I so agree
yeah.
with you, Cassandra, and I just I know what you're feeling, because it's like when I think of Changing Faces, how, you know,
mm-hmm.
you guys were platinum, and you
yeah.
could get in your car and relax after a bad day. I even remember getting fired, and I just got in the car. And
oh.
that was like, that song was on, and it was just like, I remember the drive home, and you just made, it wasn't
oh.
working out at the job anyway. But
oh, okay,
you just made
okay.
it.
And you're
it,
better
I mean,
for
everything.
It now, right?
yeah, yeah. So, but you made it, because, you know, you music position you, and also music, I feel like, is healing. So just to hear those soothing voices, like, you know,
mm.
just sing that song, and that's what I was missing. So when I heard, like, I Love You, I was just like, okay, it's back. I'm really excited. I'm so happy that you listened to the voice that got you back writing. Did you always write your own stuff, or
you
is
know,
this something
you know, it's funny that you ask that, and on the interviews that I've been doing lately, it was
mm-hmm.
just strange to me. It's like after 20-something years in the business, people really didn't realize that we wrote. Like, from
mm-hmm.
the door, our very first album, we wrote, like, 10 out of the 13 songs, something like every album we wrote.
That's major.
And I think because it's like, you know, the business is a little sexist, as you know how it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, you always
yeah,
see male producers, male writers, male. And then the
mm-hmm.
singles that we put out,
uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. were written by R. Kelly, so I think people automatically assume that we didn't
assume
write,
it.
But we did. We did write. And that was one thing, a mentor of ours, when we were doing our demos, we would, you know, come from school and do demos and everything, and he said, you know, there's going to be a lot of pretty girls out there. There's going to be a lot of girls who can sing. He said, but, you know, you guys have to put the pen to the paper and be a part of your
mm-hmm.
project. You know, don't let anybody else come in and do it. And that was the best advice he could ever give us, because,
absolutely.
You know, we both went to performing arts high school, so
mm-hmm.
singing was a part of who we were. You know, you can jump in a choir, you can, you know, go on stage and perform little Broadway plays and all that stuff, but, you know, actually getting down and writing and being a part of what you're talking about, what you're singing about, being a part of the story, you know, is a little harder for people. And once we started doing it, it just became like second nature.
Natural.
Yeah. So, yeah, we wrote on all of our albums. Yeah.
That's really
okay.
awesome.
Jen, so Jen, you can ask a couple questions, because I'm going to ask more about writing, so go ahead.
Okay. First, what I want to say is when I heard your music, your new music, I was just like, wow, your voice, it just seems like you just preserved it throughout the years. Like, you sound exactly the same as I remember from when I was younger, you know? So it's amazing to be able to hear good music. Like, my friends tease me and call me a jukebox because I know so much music.
Right, you are a jukebox, though. That's true. She's telling you right.
Because, you know, it's like every time you hear a song or when you make a connection to the words that somebody is singing and putting out, it gets you through certain points in your life.
Right,
you know, it becomes like the footprints of your life.
It really does, and that's the one thing that music does that nothing else can do. I mean, maybe you can remember, you know, when you went on your first date with a little boyfriend or something and you went to a movie, you know, and y'all saw this particular, but music actually puts a time stamp on where you were, you know, you know, what you were doing. You can even go back to the clothes you had, you know what I'm saying? Like, it really puts a time stamp on your life, just like she just said about the job, you know, she remember going in the car.
Like,
and
I remember the car.
Looked,
I remember,
you know,
the car and leather seats and how I felt. Like, it just takes you back to, like, the smell, and you just singing. And I was just like, it was the worst, kind of like should have been the worst day of my life, because my love of music, you guys took me to another place. Like, oh, Sahara, you're better than that. You know, it just didn't work out.
Yes.
But you got good music on. You in a good car. It's a hot summer day. The windows are down. Let's just enjoy this long, because I had to go home. This ride home.
Right.
The celery ride, it didn't work out.
Right. You know,
it made it better.
That's the great thing about music. And that's why I said I can't live without. Like, I love me some food, and give me some good food and some music, and I'm happy.
So, Cassandra,
and I'm a happy
I do have a question about, like, writing. Because I know you guys, you know, I didn't know you wrote all of your stuff. So how is it, do you ever feel, like, so vulnerable that this is too much of my story that I'm telling? How do you kind of separate it sometimes?
Well,
you know, sometimes when you get in that moment when you're being super creative and then you're, you know, you're writing songs, but those songs, they're like close to your heart and it's, you know, based on some experiences that you had.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel that that makes you too vulnerable when you give that to us?
I think the great thing about being a writer is it doesn't necessarily have to be you. Some of your best songs are from your girlfriend, from your sister, from your sister's friend, or your friend's baby mama did this. You know what I'm saying? Or the guy on the plane who just told you that, you know, the child he thought was his for 7 years. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't. No, really. And, you know, when somebody's, like, delivering a story to you, you kind of feel their, you know, their pain, you know? So to be able to put that, to pencil that, and know that they're not the only person that's going through it. Because I felt like even when we did, like, Get Out, now that was written by R. Kelly. So that's a guy who probably, you know, somebody done told him, get the hell out, you know? So it couldn't be, you know, it was delivered from women because, you know, that's generally the way the situation is, unfortunately. We're usually the ones who are kicking out or, you know, but when we would, like, hit radio stations, we really turned into, like, was it like, what was the lady that was in the newspaper? I think she, like, Ann Land or something like that. I forgot her name, but you would write to her about your problems. I mean, people were literally saying, like, Get Out, like, got them through. Like, they listened to that song and gathered up the strength to, like, say, this is not for me. This is no good for me or whatever. And you can't even imagine when you're doing this song, the power that you can give to other people, you know, through music. And it's just like, wow. And when you see that it has that kind of effect on somebody or, you know, to help, like, you got to keep doing it. There's just no way you can't, you know. You got to keep doing it. Whatever way you can help, if you have to tell somebody else's story because there's somebody else out there that needs to hear that, you know. So, no, sometimes it's from us. Believe it, you know, hearts breaking and all that is from us, but even doing it and being that it's from you is therapeutic, you know, and it helps you to get, you know, past that, and hopefully your situation might be relatable to somebody else and it can help them too.
I think it's a blessing that you ladies have beautiful voices and that you can express yourself.
They're just beautiful women all together, like, you know.
Oh, thank you, lady.
Because,
no,
you know,
like, we uplift women on the show.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't think we do it enough. It's just the story that you tell. Like, it really, it carries. And you guys, you have purpose, and I hear it in the music. Go ahead, Jen.
Absolutely. And, like, you know, for me, you know, I wasn't blessed with the gift of voice, but I was blessed with the gift of being able to articulate my words and put them on paper and express myself. So I do poetry. Yeah. And,
oh,
you
nice.
Know, right.
Yeah, she's
so
a poet.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's kind of like the same thing. You know, when you express your feelings or you're telling somebody else's story, and you know, it's really important, and you don't really realize how special your gift is, because for us it's like, okay, well, I'm just gonna write this down, you know, and this is how I feel, but for everybody it doesn't come that easy.
No,
you know,
it
so,
really doesn't. And that's a blessing
that's
in itself, because I feel like I couldn't do what you do, like poetry or, like, you know, being, it's like speaking, like an interview is even harder for me than just to sing.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? If I write, oh, absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, even though I've been singing for a long time,
oh,
I
you
still
sing?
Kind of,
nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just feel like I still get nervous, but I'm just so in love with not just music, but helping people and knowing that I have a message to give is beyond what I feel. And even though if I would have understood it when I was younger, it's just stage fright, that
right.
you really, and Cassandra, you really impact lives. You really change people with your music. And how does that make you feel? Like, even though we haven't heard from you guys, but I remember, like, many breakups. I put that CD on. It was just like, not that I forgot about him, but you made me feel like you was my girlfriend, and you're like, girl, don't worry about it, you know?
And that was important to us, because that's what we were. We were like the girls next door. At the end of the day, I don't know, a lot of people didn't know, like, our story, but we ended up with the name Changing Faces by, like, a fluke. Like, we first had a name, which I can't even remember how we did it, but we kind of, like, incorporated both of our names. Mine's Cassandra, she's Charisse, and we kind of did, you know, one of those, like, you know, Chacal, whatever, you know, something like that. It was a name like that, and then the label didn't like it, and then we end up with Face to Face. I'm not even sure what that was about. But we were, like, getting ready to press the single to go out. It was Stroke You Up was the single, and we were going to press it to go out. And then we got a cease and desist from a rock group who was waiting, because that was their name. But they hadn't come out in years and years and years, but they were waiting for us to come out because they were going to capitalize on it. So to make a long story short, at the end of the day, we, like, threw names in a hat, you know, at the record label, our lawyers, everybody. We threw names in a hat, and we were like, well, whatever name we pick out, that's the name we're going to be. And because we said, ultimately, it's going to be about our music and about how we affect people. So our name could be Boo Boo in them, and it won't even matter, because, you know, Boo Boo is what we sing about, and, you know, and the message that we want to send, that is going to ultimately be what attracts people to us. And I think one of our lawyers, since we was face to face, was like, oh, since we had to change face to face, he put Changing Faces, and that's the paper that we picked out. And here we are today. You know what I mean? So when I'm saying that, to just say that it doesn't, you know, as long as the messenger gets their point across, be it through poetry, be it through if we're watching a movie, you know, or be it through singing, you know what I'm saying? That's the job. They've got the job is done, you know? And that's, you know, and for me to be able to, even if it's 100 people in a room and I can speak to one person, then my job is done. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
So I'm sorry.
Go ahead. We talk at the same time. Jennifer and I have a story. We're like friends too. So it's hard because we're close. And it's funny because we're friends through another friend. It's just so wild, and we just connected. So sometimes we talk at the same time. But Jennifer, go ahead.
I just wanted to ask you, you know, when you were with Change Your Faces, you know, you had your partner, so you guys were together. How did you feel coming out as a solo artist?
You know, it's different. So I literally feel like I'm changing faces, you know? You know, it is like what I'm doing right now because it's different because you're used to, you know, being on the stage with somebody, you know, it's a balance thing or whatever, and now it's just like you, center stage.
Everything's
on
you.
So it's like a totally different thing. But, you know, I say change is always good. And I need to say and express some things and sing some things and do some things for me, you know. And I don't want to say, oh, Cassandra, you woulda, shoulda, coulda. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just go on and do it. And you know, and the rest will take care of itself. So that's it's, you know, it's totally different. And, I mean, it's not totally different because I'm still singing, but it's different just, you know, because you were introduced to the world as Changing Faces. But I'm still Cassandra, one half of Changing Faces, so I'm always going to have that element in me because that's who I am. And everything else that I have to offer as Cassandra Lucas. I think you guys will be pleasantly surprised with my album. I'm super excited about it.
Well, I love it. Like, what I've heard so far, and shout out to Mary Moore. I love Mary. Mary, I love
Isn't she the best?
She
yes,
is so
Mary.
Amazing. Every time I see her, I have Mary hugs. So
she's
shout out to
sweetest,
the phenomenal
right?
Mary Moore. But, Cassandra, is it a little bit, because I was a part of many groups. We
really?
Were like a part
a
of
lot?
Hush Records, and I have a twin, and my sister and I were a group at one point. And I went to now, like I, you know, I do solo work. So now for me, is it a little scary for you? Because before, like with my sister, she's, you know, I'm a mezzo soprano, and she's a first soprano. So you know, I had to get where lower than where she was. So it was a balance. So. Is it a little bit scary? It's like scary and happy that you're doing something solo because, like, now it's me. You can hear me, like, some things in me that I wasn't able to present.
Well,
because
you
when
just
you're
said
a package.
Right you just said it right there because when you are in a group, then everybody plays their position. You know, it's a team effort. And like you said, you're a mezzo soprano, she's soprano, then you have, you know, you have your alto, you have. So everybody has to play their position. So, you're not. You won't be able to vocally do things that you may do solo, you know, because solo now you have to take this whole
it's all about
ride.
You.
You know, so you got to go high when you need to go high and you got to come back down when you need, you know what I'm saying? It's your, you have to ride it. So, in that aspect, and it's different because now you're going to be able to show things that you haven't shown before because you were in a group. And so that's the part that's
exciting.
That's exciting because you're able to, you know, to do things that you wouldn't do as a group. It's really exciting and it's scary, but that's okay.
I think it's both.
You gotta get over your fear.
I could definitely empathize with you because with me, I was just like, because sometimes, like with me, I didn't know. Like when you're gifted, sometimes you don't know how deep your gift goes. And for me, I was just like, well, she will, because my sister, she would go really, really high, and I would just, like, say, mezzo soprano, this is where I am, this is where I'm comfortable with, I'm not going any far. But then, you know, I got vocal coaching, and then I'm, like, singing opera, and then,
and
you know,
see,
going
there you
to
go.
Other things.
And you have to push yourself, you know why? Because it's
you
only
have to,
you.
It's work.
And it would be the same thing for me. I was the mezzo soprano, and then you have Charisse, who was the, you know, soprano, and she can go really, really high. But then you get too used to it, you know? So you have to step outside of what you got complacent, and you have to step outside and, like, try to, you know, do things that you don't think you can do. You probably did them, but once you put yourself in a group setting, you're so used to just doing this now. So, you know what I mean?
Like,
you don't
it
do it
It was
kind of
weird when I got with the vocal coach, and she's like, what are you talking about? You doing this? And then she's like, you know, she gave me the song, and I gave it back. I was like, no, because I'm so used to being, like, I had that group mentality. And I was just like, I don't think so. But we're in the studio, we're just singing one Saturday. She gave me the song, and I sung it, and she was just like, you see?
Wow.
So sometimes
see?
I think we box ourselves in this box.
Absolutely.
Because in our brain, it's just like, this is the farthest that I can go, and this is it. And then,
and that was the same
situation. So strange and ironic.
When you mentioned I Love You, I almost did the same thing, boxed myself
yeah.
out with that single.
Yeah.
Because the single is more spiritual and it's about,
mm-hmm.
you know, I love you to the man upstairs.
Yeah.
I said, you know, when I wrote the song, I was like, oh, man, this song is like, you know, it's everything. I was like, but I think this will be good for, like, Mary Mary or, you know, I should shop this.
No,
you know
that
what I'm saying?
Perfect.
And then I had to, like,
and I think
I had
Mary
to
for
emergency
that to me because I needed that.
But I had to emergency brake stop myself and say, you know what? No, God gave it to you. And
that's
it's to you.
Message.
And just because
mm-hmm.
you, no one heard you singing inspirational or a gospel song before, doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's to him. And you put that out. And I made sure I put that out, like, first and just
mm-hmm.
out there so that I wouldn't have the opportunity to box myself in. You understand what I'm saying? I don't just throw it out there. Somebody needs to hear it. Let it go, you know? And that's what I did. And I just thank God that I did that because I wanted people to see another side of me.
I love it. I love it. I was like,
thank
this is
you.
This is amazing. It was a different side of you. And I'm so excited to hear the album because I know you're bringing some things that, you know, not was hidden, it just wasn't available before. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just very, very, I'm just glad you listened. I'm glad that you listened and you had to, you know, put this together for us.
Yes. Well, I'm excited and I'm thankful for people like yourself and Jen
yes.
and you guys, you know, are willing and open to hearing, you know, from us. Because there's a lot of artists like myself who, you know, were in the 90s, they feel like no one's there to listen. So it's just
no,
a blessing
here.
To know that people are here,
no,
ready, willing, and...
It's so crazy, because that's the music that we're started for, like...
Yeah,
you know,
like,
that's
it.
Exactly, and like, when you're like, you know, well, I don't know, you know, how old you ladies are, but for myself,
mm-hmm.
I'm 42.
Well, you know how old
so.
I am.
Yeah, we're all in our 40s. Yeah,
we're
in
our 40s.
Yeah, so when you get grown...
Right.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, the 90s were like... The 90s were everything for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
And heartbreaks and all kinds of stuff. And
yeah,
the
90s, it really was.
So,
it was really.
Music back, you know, to turn the music on and hear new music with that same sound and that same quality, it's like, it's amazing. It's what we're missing, right? We need that.
Yeah. And that's what, so I'm just excited because, you know, that's my goal, just to, you know, try to have us have something to reminisce about again. You know what I mean? And
and
just bring that whole love thing back, whether it's, you know, you're in love, you're falling out of love, you know, love, whatever
it
is,
it just,
I think that element is missing. So,
it is,
you know.
Definitely. And I can't commend you enough. I just feel like that this is something that is greatly, more than greatly needed. Because when I heard I Love You, even though it's inspirational,
mm-hmm.
I feel your message still moves.
It's
still there.
Thank you.
And I was just like, this is what, and me, when I say I'm amazingly in love with music, when I hear things like that, it just goes right to, you know, you guys and you, like, you hit the heart, and I'm just like, okay, this is what I'm with Jen. I'm like, this is what we've been missing. So I'm really excited to hear. Like, I love R&B music, but really good music, and it makes me think back to, like, way back to where Motown. When I hear stuff like that, you know, I remember my grandmother, and then we're gonna go into a song, you know, playing Motown music growing up and things like that. And that makes me think, like, you know, I was, like, cleaning up in the house and everybody was, like, dancing. So it takes me back. And you guys have that ability. And that's how you know, music. When it takes you back to where music began, it's like you're still on that train ride with the music.
Yes.
And I love it. I'm excited for this album.
Girl, I was with you too, cleaning to my mom and dad.
Yeah,
you put on all the Motown. And my mother had a
Marvin
lot of
Gaye,
glass
that's
in
how
the
I,
house
you know,
and mirrors.
Music.
Mm-hmm.
I was, my mother had a lot of mirrors and glass.
Singing into the room.
Yes, hello. It gets you through. It gets me through every mirror I had to clean, every piece of glass, you know, and everything. And you don't even realize you did any work.
No.
Yes,
my sister would do a whole show with Diana Ross. But we're going to get into Slide by Calvin Harris featuring Frank Ocean and Migos right here on the Girlfriend Network. We're going to go into music.
With no brain, I'm out
of
it. Do
you slide on all your nights like this? Do you try on all your nights like this? Put some spotlight on the slide. Oh, yeah. Whatever comes, comes too quick. Do you slide on all your nights like this? Yeah. Do you try on all your nights like this? Put some spotlight.
The Love Zone USA. Back to back to back to back to back to back.
Hey, this is Motown recording artist Kim. Tune in to the LoveZoneUSA.com and I'll talk with you soon.
Closer I get to you, makes me love you.
welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton, and Jennifer Laws is also with us with our lovely guest, Cassandra Lucas. So
yes,
welcome back,
I'm
guys. Amazing, amazing work. I just love it. It makes me dance. It makes me happy. Cassandra, what do you feel when you hear your music? How does it make you feel?
I was just like jamming. I would sound really good through the phone.
Dancing.
I was like, oh, my God, y'all got a sound system there. I was actually jamming because, you know, I try not to listen, you know, to my stuff like that. I listen to everybody else, you know. So
you
when you're just playing it, I'm like, oh, okay, this is rocking right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. That's how it made, that was my first reaction. It just made me happy and, like, you know what I'm saying, and just blessed, you know, just to see another day. So I said, if I feel like this, you know, I feel like this. I'm sure other people will feel the same way. So, yes.
Uh-huh. But, like, when I hear your voice, it reminds me, like, I always think of, like, I don't know, Diana Ross and, you know, Billie Holiday, that kind
of. Nostalgia.
Do you ever feel that? Like, do you ever feel that? Like, not blues, but just that jazz. Did you ever try jazz?
Wow. Well, I never personally tried jazz, but like, in our school, we had to study all different kinds of music. So, I mean, we had to sing a little jazz and like you said, classical and gospel and, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, when you tap into different things, you know, you love your Billie Holiday and you know who I really admired who had that jazzy kind of, Phyllis Hyman, you know what I'm saying? She has that. People like you, Anita Baker. Anita Baker, oh my gosh. I'm like, I got to find some tickets. They're talking about she's going to retire, you know.
We have to go. Yes.
So I have to see that final concert. So people like that, I just love, you know, their voice just, it's the warmth in it, you know, and then they hit, like you said, those jazzy elements plus, it's just awesome. So maybe just growing up listening, you know, being inspired by women like that, you know, I probably have a little jazz in me somewhere.
I think you have a jazz bone in your body, like maybe not in this album, but I feel that. But I just get inspired by your work. I'm just happy that you're back. And I'm really excited about, you know, this new birth of music. And I'm like, praiseful. I'm like, God, thank you. Like, your story. And I know there's a story behind this. And I can't wait to hear it. I can't wait to hear more. So
thank you again for listening. Thank you, guys. You guys made my night. You know, you ladies are just so positive and, you know, just so real. And I really appreciate you guys taking the time to, you know, us to get on the phone and chop it up. This is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wish you blessings with your singing
thank you, Jen, as well
with your poetry. Because I feel like, you know, we can do it all. You know, let's live our best lives. You know, and
absolutely,
I'm excited for you guys to hear the project and when the album comes out. I think we should meet again right here on the phone.
We will.
You know,
like, we can do a little listening party or something,
you know?
Absolutely. My producer is dancing in her chair, so we'll get it together.
See, yes, producer, yes. So we need to do this again.
Yes.
I had a wonderful time. I do appreciate it.
Cassandra, let our listeners know, because I do have some listeners. We have a lot of listeners. They want to know your social media, where they can find you.
On IG, Twitter, Facebook, I am Cassandra Lucas. You can look me up there on all that, and then you can go on Spotify and on Apple Music, on iTunes. All the singles are out right now, and the album should be out top of spring, and I'm super excited.
Yes.
I didn't title it yet,
but when
I do title it and it's coming out, I'll meet you girls again.
Yes, definitely. Let us know when you're having a release party. We will be there.
Thank you.
Ask Mary, I will be there. I will be there to support.
Thank you, ladies.
I love Mary. She's the best. But, you know, just really, 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 really love what you're doing. And I'm so glad, because sometimes in music, we don't listen when we should listen, and you listen. So I'm really excited about this chapter in your life. I'm really excited to hear this part. I know you have a message, so I'm going to be waiting for the album, and I cannot wait to spring.
It's coming, and it's for our ladies out there, too, you know? We need to hear some stuff.
you help us. You keep us together.
Yes.
So hopefully we will be able to meet soon. Like, we can do a studio. We'll get the producers, let them get together, and we'll do it in studio. But thank you for stopping
by.
Oh,
that sounds like fun. Yes,
yeah, it's
definitely.
It's going to be us in the studio, all the girls together. You're going to love it.
Yes.
You have so much fun.
I love this interview, so I know I'm going to love it. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Okay, so thank you for stopping by, Cassandra, and we're definitely looking forward to do more with you. I'm excited about, you know, the album coming, so definitely, you know, we'll be there to support you, and thank you for, you know, stopping by the Girlfriend Network. We'll see you soon, okay?
Thank you. God bless you, ladies. Have a good night.
Bless you. Good night.
Thank you.
All right. All right, Jen, that was amazing. I'm super excited.
Yes.
Congratulations to Cassandra and this album.
Yes.
Really, I just wish her the best. Thank you again for stopping by. Mary Moore, we love you. You are phenomenal. I can't say her name enough. Thank you, Mary Moore, for everything that you've done for this show and the artists that you bring through here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Jen, I thank you for co-hosting with me. You're always the best. It's always like a girl's night, right?
It is. You know, we could go for hours just talking.
Yes.
So
after
amazing.
This, it is.
Amazing. Thank you for the
it
invite.
Is. Always. So, Angela, I want to say hello to you. I love you, Angela. And I see you, me and my mom watch you on QVC. So shout out to Angela. And we're going to close out. So I'm going to close out the show with Biggie Smalls, Juicy, right here on the Girlfriend Network. Good night, everyone. Jen, I'm going to call you soon. I'll talk to you soon. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Check it.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, you know. Close and personal with Robin Leach.
Yeah.
And I'm far from cheap. I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me. Now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dope for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good,
so good.
And if you don't know, now you know.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry.
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.